The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One day, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers were there, and those who had come from every village in Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him before Jesus, but not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle of the assembly in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." The scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemy? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." And he stood up immediately before them, picked up his stretcher, and he went home, glorifying God. Astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. Struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated for a moment. Given the intrusion of this buzzing sound, I'll try to be brief in my homily here. This thing about the event of healing this man on the stretcher was very important in the early church, because it appears in all three synoptic gospels. It's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which gives us an insight into the fact that there's a teaching here which was very, very important to the early followers of Jesus. Sometimes something appears only in one gospel, but when it appears in all three gospels, then we have to take special notice of it. When you put all three Gospels together, you'll find that this happens at Capernaum, which became the hometown of Jesus. He left Nazareth, and he made Capernaum, which is near the Sea of Galilee. That became his hometown. And this happens at Capernaum. Now, briefly, what's interesting here about this is the nexus, the affinity between physical healing and interior healing. The forgiveness of God is not just forgiveness of the soul or the spirit. It's forgiveness of the whole person. And especially in the Gospel of Luke, when reading from Luke here, Luke is very, very kind. His gospel, his Jesus is very, very merciful. I mean, you'll find in Luke chapter 15, remember the prodigal son? He went crazy and he went away and he was reckless and so forth, lived a wild life. But then he came back, and his father received him back and loved him, never asked him to apologize. You'll find in the 23rd chapter of Luke's gospel, remember the man on the cross, on the right side of Jesus, he says, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus says, "This day you will be with me in paradise." He doesn't ask him to apologize. He doesn't ask him if he's sorry. The forgiveness of God is immense. It doesn't depend on our disposition. All we have to do is show up in the presence of Jesus, and Jesus forgives this man and he heals him. It's a close affinity between physical healing and the healing of the spirit. And when Jesus meets this man, he can see that he needs healing inside of him first before he can get up and walk. Now, if you go to the Holy Land, you'll find out that it's very credible the way this miracle happens. is that the homes were built up against the side of a hill, a hole carved out of the hill. So for somebody to go on the roof and let the stretcher down would have been very easy. All they have to do is go up on the hill and you're looking at the roof of the house, and it would be very easy to do it. So it's credible that this actually, in detail, as we read it in detail, this actually is accurate. So what does this say to us? Never doubt the healing forgiveness of Jesus Christ. When you turn your face to the Lord, Jesus doesn't just forgive you, Jesus heals you. Oh, you go away feeling whole, unconditional, unlimited, free forgiveness of Jesus Christ given to each and every one of us. All we have to do is turn to the Lord and we'll get healing, encouragement inside of us. When we're conflicted or we're down and out, turn to the Lord and let the power of Jesus Christ heal me internally and physically. You want to keep that in mind as you're coming up to this holy season. And I don't know if you have confessions here before Christmas, but never doubt the unconditional, absolute, generous forgiveness given to us in Jesus Christ. We pause now for a moment of prayer.